campaign.
Yes, we're looking at this all week as part of the BBC's campaign and on how to be safe online. And a big part of that is dealing with the growing use of social networking sites by children. The consumer online advice site knowthenet.org.uk has published research showing that many children are ignoring the age restrictions on these sites, and it warns of the possible dangers of that. Dr. Richard Wolfson is a clinical psychologist, and he joins us now. A child psychologist, even, and he joins us now. Hello, Dr. Wolfson.
Hi there.
Can you tell us a bit more about this research? What kinds of sites are children using, and at what age?
Well, children are beginning to use social media platforms from age 9 or 10 onwards. And, of course, they're using the familiar ones that we all know, like Facebook, WhatsApp, Snapchat, AskFM. But there's a lot more they're using that we're not familiar with. And what we're seeing from our survey, and we interviewed over 1,000 parents and 1,000 kids, is that from age 11, they're starting to post images of themselves online, and by age 12, almost half the children have messaged strangers. So they're really in quite a vulnerable situation quite young.
What are your main concerns? Is it that the stranger thing, or is it the social pressures that people get involved
in? It's both. I think part of the challenge is that our children today have a very blurred line between the public self and the private self, because they're so used to sharing that I don't think many of them seriously understand the limits of that. So, for example, a child will send an image to their best friend, and then 10 seconds later it'll be all around the entire school or the internet. So it's children not understanding the barriers and the boundaries of privacy. And of course also the more children access social networks, the more vulnerable they are to bullying. And then, of course, it's the danger of predators, that is, adults who are pretending to be children. And children are basically very trusting, and therefore they can get into very difficult situations that we've all read about.
What's your advice to parents?
For parents, number one, have a good dialogue with your child. You can't control your child's internet usage by coercion. You can only do it by cooperation. So talk to your child. What are you surfing? Who are you speaking to? What are you doing? That's the first thing. Get that dialogue going. Second of all, make it clear to your child, if you run into a problem, come to me. I can help you. So share any concerns you've got. And I suppose the last thing is for parents, try and get involved yourself. Don't say the internet's not for me or technology's not for me. Get involved. Try and get familiar with social media. The thing is, you wouldn't let your 10-year-old go out of the house of an evening without knowing where they were going, who they were with, and what they were doing. So why would you let your child disappear into the internet without knowing that?
You say it's not possible to do it by coercion, but you could just quite simply say, don't use these sites.
Yes, that's wonderful, and Rebecca, and I wish the world was like that. You can put on parent filters, which you definitely should do on the internet. But the truth is, if your child wants to get these barriers to the internet, they'll do it quite easily. And if they don't do it from home, I can assure you, their friend's got a phone that they can access the sites from. So it's not about controlling, it's about getting your child to understand and I suppose simply become internet literate with your help.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Dr. Richard Wolfson, a child psychologist and spokesperson for knowthenet.org.uk. Thank